Distorted View Daily's Sextastic Tuesday proudly presents a frank discussion on sex toys featuring Alexis K. Tyler and her fat fupa-covering mother.
What drives a woman to toys?
Because, like I said, she needs the vagina penetration. A lot of women are hooked on having clitoral stimulations. You have an outer orgasm with your clitoris, but also you have inner orgasms inside the intra-vagina, inside the vagina walls, hidden G-spots. And every woman's G-spot may be similar, or some women may have more than one G-spot. So some women are actually hooked on coming. I mean, it's women that can be at work at their desk. They got the jackrabbit on. It's a part you can buy, hooking onto your clitoris all throughout the day. And you could be having orgasms.
Jackrabbit.
That one of them I know they call, I knew some girls, that was their favorite partner. That was their favorite best buddy to keep in the pocketbook.
But see, I go back to when I was a little girl being raised in the country. Jackrabbit jump from
here
to there.
Yeah, we ain't talking about the rabbits
out.
They
no, I ain't talking about no real rabbit. Jump. But a rabbit in nature jump from here to there, just constantly moving.
Yes, and they say that they have taken that same concept of the rabbit jumping from here to there, and okay, the design of it jump all up on the clitoris, just jump out of control and make the woman have an incredible orgasm. That's
we
why
are
they
living
call
in
it
the 21st century.
That's the mechanical jackrabbit for the clit.
Woo! Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Snicker clone.
Gaping hole.
Oh, I'm seeing an asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Well, hello, all of my little monsters. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Maybe I shouldn't call you little monsters. I think that's what Lady Gaga calls her fans. And you are not like Lady Gaga's fans. You're not accepting. Why does she call them monsters? She should call them what they are. Fat, ugly girls and gay men. That is Lady Gaga's fan base right there. Own it. And let me take the name Monster from you. All right, listen. Did you know, by the way, that guys can be born with the dick hole in the wrong place? It's true. The more you know. Yeah, apparently it's called hypospadias or something. And the penis hole, the dick hole, I guess the urethra. It's not on the tip of the penis. Instead, it's on the bottom of the penis, near where the head and the shaft connect. Could you imagine how hard it would be to pee? You've got to, like, flip up the tip of your cock head. So you're holding your shaft, and then you got to take your hand and sort of bend the head of the penis so the under part of the shaft is facing towards the urinal or the toilet bowl, I guess. Or you can just sit down and piss. But apparently one in 30,000 newborns are born with hypospadias. And could you imagine if you have, like, foreskin, too? That's one more thing in the way of just peeing. I don't think they fix that either. You just have to live with your dick hole being in the down position, which you would think it would be an easy fix, right? Just plug up the hole. Just stick a little Mighty Putty or whatever the fuck that Billy May was selling. And then cut another slit, this time at the tip of the penis. But I guess doctors don't want to mess around with cocks. They don't want other people to think they're gay once you start operating on penises all the time. Well, Jesus. What, you fucking faggot? Huh? You're general fag-titioner? We all know the studs of the medical community are the gynecologists. Fucking wrist deep in cunt, man. Hey, speaking of wrist deep in cunt, my female friend called me. I do have some female friends. I'm always surprised when my friends tell me embarrassing stories about themselves because they know it's going to appear. They're going to hear about it on my show, but God bless her for telling me her embarrassing sex story. She was banging the shit out of her husband. They were going at it really hard, and she was in the middle of her period, but they were so fucking horny He didn't care. She didn't care. They just turned the lights out. And he could feel the blood squishy. He knew that there was some squirting going on, or oozing, but he didn't care. It helped with lubrication, after all. So after they got done, I should also mention they just purchased a new house that they moved into. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. There are missing doors and locks all over the place. All right, so they got done having sex, and my friend, we'll call her Missy. Missy went to the bathroom to clean off her blood-stained dildo. Yes, she used a dildo. They use toys while they're having sex, which is fine. I hope they use coupon code FREAK at adamandeve.com. She might have to buy a new dildo after this sex session, because that fucking blood got soaked into her dildo. So she's at the sink in the bathroom, and her bathroom does not have a door, because they just moved in, and that's one of the rooms they're working on. She's washing off her dildo. She's completely naked. She said she looked like a victim of a crime scene, like a murder or something. Like she was bludgeoned to death, like stabbed repeatedly. There was blood all over her pussy, right? There was like blood that was matted in her what little pubic hair she has, but also the surrounding pubic area down her legs. Like it really did look like a crime scene, she said. So she had the light on. She's washing off the dildo, and she feels a little tap on her leg, the side of her leg. She turns around. It's her, like, four-year-old daughter who was running into the bathroom trying to find her mommy because she had a nightmare. So she taps on Missy's leg and says, "Mommy, I have a nightmare." At that point, she realizes she gets a good look at her mom, her naked mother, her blood-soaked naked mother, and starts screaming and freaking the fuck out. Now, I don't know what the nightmare this little girl had, but it has to pale in comparison to seeing your own mother drenched in pussy blood, holding a dildo in her hand like a weapon, right? Like a knife or something. So she freaks out. So my friend turns off the light real quick, wraps the dildo in a bath towel, and then tries to console her daughter, saying, "Oh, it's okay, hon." It's okay, honey. Like she's screaming it because the husband who's in the next room, which also does not have a door, is completely naked as well, penis covered in pussy blood. So thought that was interesting. Jesus fucking Christ. Just thought that was a good story to share with you on Sextastic Tuesday. I mean, how many days a month are you girls really ragging it? 3 or 4? You can't just not have sex for those days. I mean, guys, the problem is guys will have sex if they're horny enough. Guys will deal with a lot. Pussy stink. Maybe the smell of shit on a girl's ass or something. If you're horny enough, you'll overlook a lot. Period blood being one of them. So girls, it's up to you. You've got to just be strong. Just hold off. Guys inherently don't have the willpower. All right, let's get into today's Sextastic Tuesday. Brand new story. It's another short one, but it's a doozy. It's called Crotch Rot, the Joe Paterno and Jerry Sandusky story. All right, here we go. Let's get into it, ladies and gentlemen. I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
I hope there are no little children involved in this story. I'm going to get in trouble. All right. Joe Paterno sat in his office wondering if his pathetic dying cock would ever be able to get hard again. Lately, he had to berate himself and physically whip his hamstrings till he drew blood in order to make his cock gain the courage to rise to the occasion. There was the one night he thought of Jerry, though. "Hey, coach, got a second?" Sandusky stuck his head in the door as if he was reading Joe Pa's mind. Paterno silently motioned for Sandusky to enter. Before he sat down, Joe could see his worthless cock bulging in his khaki pants like a fucked-up plantain waiting to be eaten. Okay. Joe couldn't even contain his excitement at the thought of injecting the disgusting fucking pedophile's penis into his old, decrepit, shameful mouth. "Paterno, Pa Daddy, Big Joe Mama, need a favor, Sandusky pleaded with a child raping innocence in his eyes. That's got to be my favorite line so far. Sandusky pleaded with a child raping innocence in his eyes. We all know how innocent those child rapists look. All right. Paterno listened because he was a fucking piece of shit old man child rapist enabler, not able to speak up about any sort of thought, idea, or belief. I need to fix the showers. I can't fuck in there. Sandusky let loose, unbuckling his pants and exposing his butt-fucking worthless shriveled penis. Paterno immediately wanted to thrust it into his ass cheeks because he was a shitty fucking human being whose only positive contribution to society was winning meaningless football games. Well, this story certainly has a POV, doesn't it? This author's really taking a stand. Child rape is wrong. All right, where are we at here? The thought of him being defended for enabling child rape solely because he won arbitrary football games didn't even cross his mind as he desired for Sandusky's tiny throbbing penis to enter his rectum and give him the traditional colonoscopy that so many underage boys experienced as a result of Paterno's worthless fucking old stupid dumb fuck selfish ass remaining silent in the face of numerous allegations. Sandusky knew Paterno wanted some lovin'. He could tell by the way Paterno's crotch was moving. How was his crotch moving? Sandusky pulled his pants down and turned around, bending over and exposing his butthole. Paterno was shocked. Not only was he getting erect, but his cock was dripping semen. In the blink of an eye, Paterno was 4 pathetic inches inside of Sandusky's ass, pounding away, not caring about his abetting of child rape or shitty, pathetic life. Right now, his old, hairless balls were fucking Sandusky's ass slash gooch up. And he was on the verge of coming. Sandusky stopped and pulled Paterno's shit-covered cock out, sucking the shit and semen off of it because he is so disgusting. A disgusting fuck who should just die in jail. He licked it clean and then hopped on Paterno's desk, slamming Joe's old dick into his asshole. Paterno didn't know how much longer he could last. Would his shitty balls be able to service Sandusky's ass cavern much longer? Joe was about to come. The semen was throbbing in his veins, oozing out when suddenly a plane crashed into Paterno's office, killing both of the worthless fucks. Joe Pa was buried with a big fat dick in his ass, and Sandusky was burned in lieu of a traditional burial. The end. I don't know if that story was supposed to get you off or not. It wasn't. Nothing about it was hot at all. Well, except for the line about sucking the shit and semen off of the shit-covered cock after pulling it out of the old man's asshole. That was a little hot. My cock twitched. As a matter of fact, I give this story 3 cock twitches out of 10. It's my new rating system. Listen, today's sex story, believe it or not, incredibly, was brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50%. That's 50. No, I didn't say 5% or 15. Clean out your fucking ears. 50%. Half off just about any item. They've got 20,000 adult entertainment products. Toys for him. Toys for her. Maybe you bled. Maybe your cunt just oozed out tons of period juice and ruined your nice dildo. Well, you can pick up a new one. 50% off dildos, other sex toys, costumes, DVDs, yes, adult movies, lubes, all sorts of good stuff. Go to adamandeve.com. Use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at checkout. There's a little promo code box. You type that in, or you can use coupon code DV. 2 little letters will save you 50%. Plus, you'll also get free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs that you get to choose, and a mystery gift. Yes, everyone likes surprises, especially when it comes to sex. I love to be surprised. Oh, what's that in my ass? No, that's a bad surprise. Don't ever surprise your man with something going in his ass, unless he's into that type of thing. Also, if you're going to have sex with a guy and he thinks you're a girl, but you're really a man or a chick with a dick, that's also considered a surprise that is unwanted, probably. So just be aware of that. There are bad surprises when it comes to sex, but this is a good surprise. It's a mystery gift. It's free. Use coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout over there at adamandeve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, today we have an extended show, which means if you are a Sideshow member, you're going to get like 10, 15, 20 minutes of bonus content. These extended shows are sent to you automatically, just like you get your normal episode of Distorted View, but you get more of it. Sign up for the Sideshow right now. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs. I try to do videos and other bonus content. You get a personalized RSS feed, and all that content is sent to you automatically. Sign up right now. Support the program. It really does. I don't think you guys realize how much it helps out. Someone signed up for a yearly just a couple days ago, and it really does make a huge difference. The majority, I would say, of members, I would say probably like, what, 60 to 65%, maybe 70% of people are probably monthly members, and then the others are yearly. But, you know, I mean, having a mixture of both really does ease financial problems, you know, when there's like a big lump sum of money. And you know, 60 whatever dollars is not a huge amount of money in the grand scheme of things, but, you know, for me it is. The life of a podcaster is a very sad one. All right, so if you sign up for a yearly membership, I will also throw in, I will send you a poster and some stickers. If you sign up for a monthly, I'll send you some stickers as well. So there you go. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I got to talk about this. I posted a link to this story on my Facebook page a couple days ago. I think it was Sunday night, and it's infuriating. The Christians are at it again. Who are they pissed off at? Let me spin the wheel of stupidity. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, it's getting ready to land. It's going to stop. Boop, 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 boop. We landed on Dr. Pepper. The Christians are pissed off at Dr. Pepper. Why? Because doctors shouldn't use science. They should turn to God. What? No. No, they're pissed off because of an advertisement. Medicine is of the devil. We should pray cancer away. They're pissed off over an advertisement. The advertisement is called The Evolution of Flavor. Just the word evolution gets these Christians in a tizzy. Well, in this picture, it's a very simple advertisement. It must be in like newspapers and magazines and stuff. There's an image of like an ape-like creature, and underneath that image, it says pre-pepper. Then the second image is of a like an ape-like man, kind of hunched over, and there's a rock that has it wasn't a rock. Yes, it's a rock that has a can of Dr. Pepper on it. And that is labeled Pepper Discovery. And finally, there is a human, a fully erect human. Well, you know, not a penis. There's no penis, but it, you know, he's walking erect. And it is labeled Post Pepper. That's what has the Christians upset. All right, it's a stupid advertisement, right? It's supposed to be a little funny. Although, who put the can of Dr. Pepper there? If there were fucking monkeys, pre-Pepper, and then the discovery of Dr. Pepper leads to, you know, the thinking man, the modern human being, who created Dr. Pepper, and who put the can there? God. So there you go. There's your explanation, stupid Christians. Dr. Pepper really ticked off some of their idiotic fans. Not because they're finally waking up to the fact that, you know, soda is bad for you, but because they used evolution in, oh, it was a Facebook ad campaign. NPR reports an ape moving from all fours to seeing a soda on a rock to an upright man enjoying a pepper is apparently red meat to some creationists. They are so upset they have taken to Dr. Pepper's Facebook page and are threatening to boycott. Here is one of the recalculous comments. I only drink Dr. Pepper, but I will no longer support them, knowing that they are doing this type of advertising, just like all you people that don't support Christians. I'm reading it as I imagine she would say it in real life. If this wasn't posted on a Facebook wall and she's just like talking, there was a Dr. Pepper representative up in her grill, this is what she would be saying. All right. I only drink Dr. Pepper, but I will no longer support them, knowing that they're doing this type of advertising. Just like all you people that don't support Christians or don't believe in God, you people would be all upset and crying that they're pushing their beliefs on you. Well, they're pushing a belief system that is and should be offensive to all Christians that believe in God's creation. This is a lie. This is a lie, and it's wrong. You will lose me and a lot of customers like Coke when they came out with new Coke. Oh, let's not bring that up. All right, some have even created a petition on RiseUpAmericaParty.com. That kind of sounds like a dance club, doesn't it? America Rise Up Dance Party! Yeah! Give me a Red Bull and Dr. Pepper. Fuck all you Christian motherfuckers. All right, very good. You get the idea there. There's a petition on Rise Up America Party calling for all Christians to make an official complaint with the company. There you go. Just stupidity all around. Speaking of stupidity, guess who's having sex with ghosts? Yes, last week it came out that Kesha, America's favorite venereal disease-ridden pop star, is banging ghosts. Can spirits catch chlamydia? We'll soon find out. Here are the details. Kesha had sex with a ghost while on a spiritual journey, and she used her experience as the inspiration for one of the songs on her new album. The song, Supernatural, was written as an homage to her paranormal experience. The lyrics include the following lines: "When you take my body to the stars, I can feel it. Boy, this love is supernatural. Supernatural, can you feel it?" The singer, whose name is often stylized as Kesha with a dollar sign, was quoted by the Sun newspaper on her erotically ghostly encounter in a report dated September 26, 2012. I also have this song called Supernatural. It's about experiences with the supernatural, but in a sexy way. You know, I had a couple experiences with the supernatural. I don't know his name. He was a ghost. I'm very open to it. She's open to experimentation with poltergeists and shit. Kesha's sexual encounter with a ghost was just one of the experiences she encountered while on her spiritual journey. She also traveled to Africa, fed lion cubs, lived on a boat, and swam with great white sharks. That she later fucked a great white shark. All right, all without the guidance of her manager or protection. Why can't I fucking talk today? Supernatural. Supernatural and protection are two words giving me a lot of problems. All right, yes, without the guidance of her manager or protection of her security guards. However, none of these other activities have quite the excitement of sex with a ghost. She explained, "I got hypnotized, and I just really wanted this record to be really positive, really raw, really vulnerable, and about the magic of life." All right, thank you, crazy. Next album, she's going to say she got fucked by an alien. All right, extraterrestrials fingered her. Final story we have for you today. Teens laugh while recording violent beating of a woman in Chester, Pennsylvania. That's the headline. Now, look, this woman was mentally handicapped, and I understand. I love the retards. They're very funny. I play clips of them all the time, acting retarded, singing. You don't have to beat the shit out of one to get them to, you know, be funny. Here's the video.
The girls can be heard laughing and celebrating as they take turns punching, kicking, and even throwing a chair at a 48-year-old woman who was just sitting on her front step. The melee continues inside her apartment, and at one point you could hear the woman scream, "Get off me."
That's one of the more horrific... savage attacks. Yeah. That I...
Girls are the worst. When it comes to vicious beatdowns, you know, all the videos I've seen, the really horrible ones, you know, have usually black women. Black women are the ones who really fight dirty. During the vicious attack, which was later posted on Facebook, which was a fuck-witted thing to do, the teens could be heard screaming obscenities and even laughing. Police say on Thursday morning, an anonymous Chester resident alerted police of the taped incident that was apparently posted on the Book of Face. The video starts as the group of teen girls are walking down Morton Avenue. Several seconds later, one of the girls casually walks up to the 48-year-old victim who was sitting on her front steps and began to punch and beat the victim. The attack then led to inside the woman's home, at which point several other teens join in on the attack. In the video, it appears the teens are laughing throughout the entire ordeal, but instead of stopping, they complain of how much the woman's home stinks. Well, I mean, come on, she is retarded. Investigators say the attack lasted about 90 seconds. The video then shows the teens running out of the victim's home. Police believe the attack happened possibly Tuesday night, just after 9 o'clock. It's one of the most horrific, savage attacks I've ever seen, said Chester Police Commissioner Joseph Ball. Police say the victim did not notify the authorities. She didn't know how to dial 911 after the assault, but did seek medical treatment. The victim didn't contact police, it's believed, due to her diminished mental capacity. She got confused. She didn't know the number to 911. She thought it was potato spoon spoon. She couldn't find those numbers on her telephone. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, here we go. Got a voicemail line. You can call in 24 hours a day, 206-666-4463. If you're listening to the show and have something to add to maybe a video that I played or have something to say about a news story or, I don't know, whatever, call me. Call me, maybe.
Okay. Tim, hippie freak here. Ridiculously stoned and listening to your show as normal, just walking home. And I can't believe that I didn't record any of this while it was happening, but I thought I would let you and the freaks know what weird things are going on with my body. So I found out I have a new allergy. It's to a soap. And how I found this out was my pussy got really fucking big. Yeah.
Your pussy blew up.
That was fun. Have you seen people when they get their lips stung or like something, or they get stung by a bee and they're allergic to it?
Yeah.
And their lips get all puffy and big. Is exactly what it
Your
looked
pussy
like.
Pussy lips were pumped up.
Like, and it was terrifying. And I'm sorry that I didn't record it for you, but I was, you know, shit was going on with my genitals. I was a little freaked out.
Yeah.
But next time.
Well, look, at least you didn't bleed all over a dildo and have your daughter discover you.
If it should ever happen again, I'll know what it is, and I'll at least have the calmness to grab the phone.
So what kind of soap are you using, and what is the ingredient in the soap that's causing your pussy to blow up like that?
Tim, I'm not going to call in and say that.
Okay, never mind. I don't want to hear you.
Frankenstein Monster Radio. Lunatic Illuminati kills pagan.
Okay, thank you.
Baby.
Are those like keywords that I should use to tag my show or something?
Baby, you're all that I want.
When you're lying here in my arms, it isn't too
hard.
We're in heaven. Oh, Bryan Adams, yeah. So that's the music that I'm working out to at the gym. Fucking worst gym ever. I don't know what they're piping in. Like satellite, probably like the, I don't know, what are the, serious, slow jazz, or, you
know.
Not slow jazz, but what do they call that? Contemporary adult...
We're
adult contemporary music? I don't know. All right, thank you.
Hey, Jim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I've got an observation about some of these U-tards.
Okay.
Especially the stutterers. Do they watch these videos after they record them and before they put them up on YouTube?
I don't think so. I've noticed something with a lot of U-tards post an insane amount of videos, like more than one a day. Like, every 6 to 8 hours, they post. So they churn this shit out. It's quantity over quality.
Well, maybe they just don't understand that there is editing software out there. They can, you know, if they have a spot where they really have trouble stuttering, they can edit that out. It's not like it's, you know, they have to post it that way.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe it's not smart enough. Then again, I guess they would be as entertaining, wouldn't
they? Okay, all right. Thank you, Tone Deaf Sean. And finally today...
Tim. Hey, Jesse. I was just calling because I'm listening to the voicemail show.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, oh, the voicemail show, whatever, fucking Rob from Texas, you know. And I just wanted to say that your humor is well-received. And that I think you have a great show.
Thank you.
Even the voicemail shows, don't suck, and I'm proud of that.
Oh,
know?
Good.
All right.
I'm always worried about that, you know, because it's just, you know, just voicemail after voicemail. And that's why we don't do it very often. But I think once in a while it's okay to change it up, especially when I get backed up. I'm kind of catching up. Like today, there was only like one or two voicemails that came in. Like most days I get, you know, a lot, and that's why I get, you know, backed up. But the days that I get very few, I'm able to start to catch up on these things. So eventually...
And I just passed
it. And, you know, half the voicemails... You know, it's just that guy saying nigger over and over again. So I can just weed those out right away.
Are you feeling sexy?
What?
Like,
am I feeling sexy? Wait a second, what was that?
Proud of that. Yeah. All right. And I just passed a Salem taxi.
Oh, taxi.
Like bringing their daughter to get some food. And it was cute.
What? I can't understand what he's saying. Is he speaking English? Am I having a stroke? Why can't I understand what he's saying? All right, whatever. He either saw someone that was very sexy or he saw a taxi. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website, voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. And you know, God. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Find us on Stitcher Radio. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. I've got more show for you. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Help you.